Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.
Saturday, we had our first ever ladies' fashion exchange, just a giant clothes swap here at the station, basically. It was a lot of fun. It was huge. So many people showed up on the day. Hundreds had pre-bought tickets already. It was massive. The morning tea was great. Nobody worked harder than the coffee guy, who did not pause for one moment throughout the 4 hours of clothes swapping that was going on. I think the thing that took the most patience on the day was probably waiting for the change rooms, because they were in the bathrooms, and so, you know, we all had to queue up and be very patient and wait our turn. But it was...
What if you had to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, that was a challenge, oh, okay. I'm sure. You hung on.
Okay. Lovely.
Yep.
So you stuck around with a microphone?
I did. So, yeah, a little bit of secret women's business for you. All right, we're here at the Ladies Fashion Exchange. I'm with Alison. How was the morning tea?
Morning tea was beautiful. I ate everything that I shouldn't eat, but it was divine.
Great. And you're in the queue for the ladies' rooms here. Is that just an inescapable fact of life, do you reckon?
I hate it, but yes, it's inescapable. I don't want to buy pants without trying them on, because that's why I brought them back.
Oh, right. Now, what's your name?
Narelle.
What would you usually be doing on a Saturday if you wanted a fashion exchange?
Housework.
Oh, nice. I'm glad to give you a break from that. Hey, so have you found anything good yet?
I did. I found two lovely tops, and one's got a hood, so I can be a hoodie.
We might kick you out for looking like trouble.
Trouble follows me. I'm not the trouble.
Right. That's what everyone in a hood says, isn't it?
They do.
Danielle, I love this brown dress you've got at the front there.
Thank you very much.
And something a bit special about it?
Yes, yeah, still got the price tag on it.
Woohoo! We all have that stuff in the wardrobe, don't we?
We all do, yeah.
Now, how do you reckon it's going today?
Very well. Everyone's polite.
Everyone's polite. That's good feedback. Were you a bit nervous that it'd get a bit of argy-bargy?
Not really. I did wonder how it would all go, but the fact that everyone stands back and waits for everybody to sort of to have their turn and everything like that, so it's going really well that way.
Genevieve, you reckon you found the score of the day with that bag? Can you tell me about that?
I found an Yves Saint Laurent vintage bag, and it's beautiful. It's got the long strap, so very fashionable right now. So
great.
I'm very, very happy with this.
Excellent. Hello, Kirsten. Now, you're particularly excited about a clothes swap today. Can you tell me why?
Yes, I have lost a lot of weight, and so I have lots and lots of lovely large clothes, and I need lots and lots of lovely small clothes. So
perfect candidate.
Yes, so I was very excited because I thought today I could get a whole new wardrobe.
Right, and so when did the big health kick start?
Actually, about a year ago. So I did all last year. I did kind of weight loss and lots of exercise, and now I'm a much smaller version.
And how are the energy levels? Have they improved?
So much better, so much better. So I can run and jump with my kids, and it's lots of fun.
Hello, Karen. What did you just try on then?
A dress.
Okay. And where did you just try the dress on, Karen?
At Hope 103.2.
Yeah, where whereabouts specifically?
Seven hills.
Like...
out in the courtyard having yummy morning tea.
Yeah. So you found the way to beat the queues in the dressing rooms.
Yeah, no worry about the dressing room. We're all ladies here.
And, you know, the shirt was on still
that's
underneath.
Right, that's
it was
right,
all...
Right.
And how'd it go? Did it work?
No. Too small.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shame. So have you found some good stuff?
Yeah, I did. A pair of jeans, a jacket, and maybe a shirt. We'll see what happens. I haven't tried on still. I need a mirror out here, though.
So just in the courtyard. Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's how we roll.
It sounds like it was fun. This is a nice atmosphere there and all of that.
Yeah, could you differentiate? A friend of mine reckons when you get a whole bunch of women together, it just sounds like...
Oh.
That's what he always says to us.
I'm not going to say anything to that.
Yeah, right. Smile and nod. Don't incriminate yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hope 103.2.
Well, she won hearts across the country with her home cooking and her tears on MasterChef Season 1. She's doing very nicely since then too, thank you. You might see her on Today each week. Maybe you've got a copy of her bestseller, Our Family Table, on your shelf. Julie Goodwin's with us right now. Julie, I know you're doing well since MasterChef, but do you really need a giant purse that takes up half of Martin Place?
Oh, that's not my purse. Although mine's probably about that size. Yeah, it's got all manner of stuff in it.
Oh, yeah, we need big handbags.
Yeah.
Now, what is going on in Martin Place? What is this giant purse about?
The giant purse is about International Women's Day, and what it represents is the, you know, the advances that we've made as women over the last 100 years, but that still need to occur in developing countries. So in the purse, it's taller than me, this purse, and it's got giant healthcare cards and voting cards and just things that represent what we in Australia have and possibly take for granted, and that other women are still struggling for.
Mm. That does make me feel better about the size of my handbag. And also, it's a wonderful event. And for you personally, what does International Women's Day mean to you?
Oh, look, I think it's just like these, you know, all of these days, it's an opportunity just to focus in on you know, what we've achieved here in this country. We're so lucky here, Helen. You know, until you go overseas and really witness what happens overseas, it's difficult to understand. So Women's Day is an opportunity to focus in on what we have and what we can do to help people who have less than us.
As a mum to boys, you're competing with an overload of fairly questionable media influence in their lives. What do you teach your sons about how to treat women?
Look, I think that I teach them how to treat women in the way that I insist that they treat myself and the other women in their life, the girls in their life. You know, my dearest friends have daughters, my sister has daughters, and, you know, just the way that they deal with those girls and deal with myself. I mean, we do live in an age of where there's a lot of questionable media, but I guess we monitor that, and I don't necessarily block them from all of that because it is the real world, but I do talk to them about it all the time and say, well, you know, that's not necessarily how you would handle that situation. Or, you know, it's about communication, I think.
Yeah, teaching them to learn how to filter it. It's a good way to go.
Yeah, to learn what you know, might be shown to them might not be appropriate behaviour.
Well, outside of International Women's Day, what's been going on for you?
Oh, gosh, all sorts of things. I'm writing a second cookbook and writing for the Women's Weekly and, all kinds of things. So feel very, very blessed.
Good to hear. I mean, it's clearly busy, and then raising your boys as well and that hubby of yours. It must be hard to time manage all of that and keep it all happening.
Oh, look, I've always been a busy person, Aaron, and I think, you know, if you're a busy person, you're always busy. So, you know, prior to MasterChef, I was still running around mad doing all the things that we do as mums.
Yeah, fitting it all in. Great. Well, thank you very much. We'll go and have a look at this giant purse of yours in Martin Place.
Yeah, and just a call to everybody out there just to have some awareness about, you know, the women in the world and what they're struggling with and what we can do to help.
Good stuff indeed. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
No worries. It's the 100th anniversary of the International Women's Day as well. So to find out more about that, you can look, as a number of people are supporting it and part of this, but put a Google in. Go simply the Purse Project. There's a Global Poverty Project, the Hunger Project, International Women's Development Agency. There's so many organisations have come together for this, Oxfam, and it's just a big giant purse in Martin Place.
We'll
check
get
it
some
out.
Info up on our Facebook page as well, Aaron and Helen. And we've been talking to Julie Goodwin, MasterChef Season 1 winner, cook, author, and now International Women's Day spokeswoman as well.
Hope 103.2.
If your health and weight have spiralled out of control, I'm sure there's no wake-up call better than a TV camera, some prize money, and a muscly trainer chasing you around and screaming at you. Craig Westren has experienced exactly that. He's just been sent home from the Biggest Loser home last night. Craig, how much weight had you lost in how many weeks?
I'd been in there about 6 weeks. I lost 24.1 kilos.
That's incredible.
And who knows what since then, and of course, you know, we'll find out on the final episode, but that is a mammoth effort, and it's not as if it was easy, because, gee, Shannon pushed you guys hard.
Oh, yeah, Shannon's very, very hard trainer, but I reckon he's the best trainer they got there.
Really? Well, you guys did hang on to your four members for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I see really different sides to him. Sometimes he's so encouraging. Sometimes he just lets you guys have it. He tore strips off Lee last night. What do you find you respond better to, the encouragement or that just...
I think when he lets us have it.
Really?
Because you feel guilty that you've upset Shannon and you want to do the right thing, get back in his good books again, so you always try that bit harder.
I've got to say, I've got to jump a little bit back into the past for this because I still can't get over this episode when you guys had to pull that train.
Yeah.
That was... Explain that, because a few times, understandably, I would have been fallen over much before you did, I think. Explain just how excruciatingly hard
That was.
I've never pushed my body to those type of limits before. It's the weight of that train. Once you got the momentum, or that, you know, the train started rolling, but just the actual weight of the train, that constant weight was always there. And then when you get halfway, then you had to stop and load all those suitcases. Everyone else loaded one except for me. I just couldn't do anything. And then when we started again, then I just buried my head into the concrete. That's sort of all I remembered for a while.
Wow. How does achieving something like that change how you see yourself?
Well, you just prove to yourself that you can actually do something. You lose a little bit of weight and feel a little bit more fitter. And then as you start losing this weight, your mind starts changing as well. You start just looking at life completely different.
It'd be easy when you leave the Biggest Loser camp and you go back home to have those temptations, the, you know, chocolate in the top cupboard or whatever. How have things been different for you with that kind of stuff and just your general outlook being at home now?
Being at home now, I look at, you know, if I'm down the shops and, you know, you look at all these, you know, going past cake shops, you see all that. You know what it's going to do to you, and you know how hard you have to work, that if you eat something bad, you know how hard you're going to have to work just to get rid of that, so you just go, it's not even worth eating it, and you just want to stay healthy now.
Mm.
I'd rather eat something healthy. You do have choices. You're still going to feel full after you've eaten something healthy than if you eat some junk food. So...
Good
and
man.
Your body's going to feel better for it.
Fantastic. And you said on the show that you thought your daughter would keep you very nicely accountable. How's she going with that role?
Oh, yeah. If I even think of anything bad or I suggest something, she'll write it down somewhere and she'll come out and go, oh, on this date, Craig said this and Craig said that. Oh, yeah, she'll make sure that, you know, she's a pretty strong girl. And she'll make sure I stay, you know, doing the right thing.
And she was obviously impressed when she saw you losing 21 kilos. She must have been pretty impressed when she saw you.
Oh, she couldn't believe it when she saw me. And I said, you know, if you're impressed seeing me, I said, won't you see the rest of the family?
Fantastic.
I said, this is going fantastic. Because I think when we went in there, everyone just thought, it's old mum and dad and a couple of kids. They're nothing to worry about. But I think they're starting to change their mind now.
Good to hear. Who do you tip to win?
Lee.
Excellent.
Nice.
Of course.
Yeah, of course you do. That's the right answer. Spot on. Look, all the best. Cannot wait to see at the very end how you've gone at home. The progress you made in the camp was just phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Just inspirational stuff. And your whole family just watching. I mean, it's very voyeuristic.
Yeah.
But it's just...
It's tough in there, but...
Oh.
Yeah. And if you got one tip you can leave us with before we let you go?
Yeah, just always. I can't believe how many people have come up to me and I've said to them, go to the gym. And people that come up to me and say, I'm not fit enough to go to a gym. Just tell those people to go to the gym. As soon as they lose their first kilo, everything will just follow on. And they won't believe how easy they can do it. Just make that first step.
I guess the other tip came out of that too. When you see that cake, just remember how long it'll take you to get rid of that.
That's right. Instead of eating that cake, just eat a carrot.
Good stuff.
You'll still get the same feeling. You'll be full.
Still starts with C. It's kind of the same.
Yeah.
Thanks heaps, Craig. Good to talk to you.
Okay, thank you.
Hope 103.2.
Morning, Katrina.
Hi, guys.
Thanks for coming in here. We were side by side packing everything in bags as people left the Ladies Fashion Exchange. How good a look at all of the clothes that came through did we get?
I was just amazed at the clothes I was packing into bags. There was like suits from Q with the price tag still on that people had walked away with for nothing. It was just, I was exceedingly jealous when I was putting some of these things in the bag going, oh my gosh, $160? It's still got the price tag on.
It was so good. Was there a highlight moment for you?
Helen, the little shortbread shoes, they had these little biscuits in bags. Now, these little bags were kind of stacked to make a layered, a tiered cake.
Oh, yes.
Cute little pink bags. And inside each little bag was this shortbread in the shape of a high-heeled shoe with pink icing. It was just gorgeous.
Wow.
But sadly, I missed out on actually procuring one of them.
Right. So, it would have been a highlight if you'd got to eat one.
Yeah, I don't know how it tasted, but that was so cute.
Nice. That's probably the best way to enjoy biscuits a lot of the time anyway. Yeah, look at it.
That's right.
I'll just smell it.
There's no guilt involved in just looking
right. Well, there's one more thing we need to do this morning to wrap up our first ever Ladies Fashion Exchange, and that is to draw the door prize. Everybody who bought a ticket went in the draw to win an incredible hamper that Chic Skin and Laser Clinic gave us, worth more than $500.
It was so beautiful. Oh. People were coming in going, I want that. Can I enter twice?
Yeah, right. Yeah, and that was just me asking that.
Is it intact?
I wasn't going to dob you in, Helen.
It is intact. There was a lot of sticky tape around the top of that. Good. That's right. Yeah. I did check. No.
We didn't rate it. We wanted to, but we didn't.
It's true.
Well, the winner has been drawn.
Oh!
It's exciting. It's extra exciting because we're ringing a bloke.
What?
Because
there were no guys there.
I know. Exchange, well, that's okay because this bloke decided to buy tickets for his wife to go. And I tell you what.
As if he didn't have enough brownie points from that.
He must be the only guy in the entire draw.
I think so. I don't know. I haven't checked them all. But look, that's a number we have, so let's see how we go.
Okay.
His name's Mark, by the way.
Mark.
Okay.
Mark. Morning.
Hello, is that Mark?
Yes.
Hey, it's Aaron and Helen and Katrina calling from Hope 1032. How are you?
Well, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, well, a bit of a conference call for you this morning, sorry.
No problem.
Now, I understand you bought your wife some tickets to our Ladies Fashion Exchange on Saturday?
Yep, that's right.
And how come you did that? What a nice husband.
It was something that she was really interested in. She'd been talking about it for a while, so I was happy that she wanted to go.
And do you realise, Mark, that when you bought her tickets, you also entered her in the draw to win a beautiful hamper from Chic Skin and Laser Clinics worth $500?
No, I didn't, but now you mention it, that would be pretty good.
Yeah, as if you didn't earn enough brownie points for sending her along to the Fashion Exchange, you've also just won her a hamper.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It is an absolutely gorgeous hamper. It comes in this beautiful little urn, and it's just chocked full of beautiful facial and skincare goodies from Chic Skin and Laser Clinics.
Oh, she'd love that. She's right into that kind of thing.
Good stuff.
Good on you, Mark. You really, I don't think you'll need to clean up or take the rubbish out or do anything for a long time. So enjoy this moment.
Okay, thank you.
I'll let your wife know too. Would you let Joanne know for us?
I will do that, no problem.
Cool. Good man. All right, that official business done.
Great.
Ladies' Fashion Exchange over.
Yep.
Lots of cleaning up to do.
I was never going
to
get as excited about that.
No, I know. It was a pity we couldn't have got hold of his wife because she probably would have screamed.
Yeah, like
down,
splintering glass with the squeals in the background. Guys go, oh, yeah, that'd be nice. She'd like that. I reckon she'd like that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be all right. Yeah, great.
So who's to clean up all the mess downstairs this morning?
Well, that's where the guys step in, isn't it?
I think, yeah, I'm sure that was in the contract, wasn't it?
Really?
Ladies work hard on Saturday, men do all the work on Monday.
Really? Mm. Okay, we'll wait till we have our bloke spare parts exchange coming soon. And we'll see who'll clean up the grease and the grit on the floor, hey? We spoke to Mark just a few minutes ago, who won that gift hamper for his wife.
Very nice work, Mark. As if he didn't already have enough brownie points for buying her tickets to come to the Ladies Fashion Exchange here at Hope 1032 on the weekend.
Well, we just had a very excited wife ring up, and we thought we should give her a call and let her know, just in case hubby didn't pass the message on quite right, what she's won. So let's see. Calling Joanne now from Pendle Hill.
Hello,
is that Joanne?
Yes, it is.
Hey, it's Aaron and Helen calling from Hope 1032. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well now. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Did you get a bit of a surprise this morning?
My goodness. The response you wanted, I think, was, there it is.
Thanks. Yeah, Mark didn't quite come through with the goods on that front.
I don't think he quite understood what was going on.
He just didn't quite grasp the joy of $500 worth of, top shelf cosmetics.
Yes, I saw that beautiful urn of cosmetics as I was registering for the Fashion Exchange on Saturday, and I was thinking, wow, wouldn't it be great to win that?
Well, is it great? How is it?
Oh, absolutely fantastic.
Just stepping back for a minute, and it was hubby here. Just remember, it was hubby who bought the tickets, wasn't it?
I know.
Good hubby.
Earn any more brownie points for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, so glad you won. And I guess, does that make Mark exempt from, I don't know, duties like putting out the rubbish, washing up or anything like that? Or?
Yeah, I definitely think so. What a blessing.
Oh, good stuff. Well, I hope you found some good clothes to swap on Saturday as well.
The quality of the clothing that was volunteered was absolutely awesome. I picked up a wool Q jacket. Absolutely fantastic.
Hello.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
That's awesome.
Oh, so Aaron's just nodded off. Don't mind him.
Oh, yeah, I know. The guys kind of don't. They're just not into it. But the girls, all the ladies had a wonderful time. It was just fantastic. Thank you so much for putting it on.
Pleasure. Let's do it all again soon.
Oh, definitely.
Good stuff. Yeah. All right. Well, you have a great day, Joanne. And good on you, Mark. You're a good man. You've taught all the blokes out there a lesson. Simple, just buy. You never know what can happen when you buy some tickets for your wife to something.
Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.